Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. 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 This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene. Damn. Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein. Yeah. I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money Damn. Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again. So tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. Take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, Sabbath Day, April the 15th, 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, my sisters, got a very important topic for you. You guys know we say this. I say this all the time. This venue, I'm kind of phasing out of using the Blog Talk shows due to the sound quality. So hopefully the sound is okay. Let me text one of my faithful members and see if the sound is okay. So if Sister Ellen, if you could let me know, can you hear me okay? I've already paid for this venue, so we'll use it up through the end of this month, and then we'll be switching over to my new venue, which is a free conference call, a free conference. Where we're doing the not only the audio, but also the video, so that way if you're able to log in from your laptop or from your computer, You can also see my screen as well as hear the voice. But today, brothers and sisters, we want to talk about something that's really, really, really powerful. It's the ideal that your problems are not success. Your problem is not failure. Your problem is actually success. Great. Thank you so much, Sister Tammy, for letting me know that you can hear me. So I did get the thumbs up on the audio. So we are a go for today's show. Hallelujah. Because, man, these last few times that I've tried to use this venue, it hasn't fared very well. So I'm thankful today that we are able to proceed with today's show because we've got a very powerful topic. We want to talk about the idea that most people think of success as being success. So most people don't really connect success with adversity. When I think of success, I'm thinking of like a mountaintop experience. And also, again, thanks, Sister Ellen, as well, for giving the thumbs up on the sound quality. But when I think about success, I never thought that my issues would manifest during successful events. Now, I have to explain this because today's message is one of those messages that's a little difficult to really wrap your brain around, at least on the surface. And so we have to really, really delve deep because success is not a process, or success is a process. It's not a destination. So I didn't really understand that. I thought that when I got to this destination, that all of my problems would go away and that I would be successful. It's almost like salvation, you know, how you could think that, amen, once I get saved, then all my problems go away. That's not true. That's when all your problems start to happen. All of your problems start to show up when success shows up. Now, let me make sure you understand, and understand what I'm saying. My problems, if you want to use that word, when I say problems, I'm talking about adversity. When I talk about adversity, I'm talking about the fact that where I'm at is great. If nothing changed in my life, I'll be happy. But I'm a peak performance activist, for lack of a better term. I took this test. I posted a result on my Facebook page that says that I am a perfectionist. That did not surprise me. In fact, it was just like, okay, what else you got? But the way by which my perfectionism comes out, my attention to minute details. So it's very difficult for me to live with success. Today, brothers and sisters, I want to talk to you about how to live with success. So you've been fighting to get to point A. You get to point A, and then how do you live with being with point A? Because if you've never experienced success, how do you know that you can live with success? I just automatically assumed that I could be successful. I said I want to be wealthy. I automatically assumed that I understood the process by which wealth is obtained and that I was cool with that process. I didn't know until now, until I got in it. I automatically assumed that I was cool with the process of health. I didn't know until I had to start getting into the process of being healthy. That means everybody else is going to a birthday party and eating cake and ice cream. Everybody else is eating pork chops and ribs, sausage. Everybody else is drinking alcohol and partying. Nobody else is getting up at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. in the morning and going to the gym. Nobody's going back to the gym in the afternoon at 6, 7, or 8 o'clock. Nobody is stretching. Nobody is going outside and sun gazing or meditating. I didn't understand the process. Oh, I had a plan. I had a dream. I had an idea. I had structured thinking. I overrode all of my limiting beliefs. I even put myself in an environment was my definition of success. Now, I have to say something that may puzzle, that may bother, that may awaken your soul's awareness. If you are looking for love, let's talk about relationships. If you are looking for the love of your life, stop. If you are looking for the dream job, stop. If you're trying to start your dream business, stop. If you're trying to lose and trying to get that beach body, stop. Whatever you are looking for will be at the finish line waiting for you when you start doing what you love. Let me say that again, and let me say that a little slower, so that way you can understand what I've come to learn and what has changed my life, and I know it will change your life as well. See, the problem is that everybody is so there. I mean, it's really troublesome because nobody got time to listen, but everybody's in a hurry to get to the place where they should already be, meaning that everybody is in a rush to find the love of their life. Everybody is in a rush to get that dream body. Everybody is in a rush to find that esoteric teaching. Everybody is in a rush. And what's happening is they don't understand that doesn't come to you until you are in it. Success does not come to people who are not in success. What does that mean? If you're looking for the love of your life, stop. The love of your life will be there waiting for you at the finish line as soon as you start doing what you love. The love of your life comes from doing your life. Let me say that again. Now, this is really dangerous. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. So I started doing what I love. And I got totally consumed into doing what I love. So what if I'm doing what I love and it's not the same thing that my spouse loves? I hope you hear me what I'm saying. When you cannot find love until you are being love. You cannot find success until you are doing success. You cannot find health until you are doing health. You cannot find wisdom until you are doing wisdom. Let me say that again. I still don't know if you got it. If you're looking for love, you can't find it. You got to be in the process of doing what you love. And in the process of doing what you love, you're going to stumble into the person you love. But if you are in the process of doing something you hate, you're going to stumble into somebody that you hate. Y'all going to get into a relationship and y'all going to hate each other because you found them while you was in the mindset, while you was in the disposition of doing and going to a job that you tolerate. So you find the things on the path that you are on. If you are on the path of tolerating stuff, you are only going to meet people that tolerate you. If you are on the path of anger, you are going to meet people that's on that same path of anger, and y'all going to hang out and y'all going to produce more anger. If you are looking for something, stop and start being that something. If I'm looking for love, I'm not going to look for love. I'm going to start doing things I love. And in the process of doing things I love, I'm going to find somebody else that's doing what they love. And I'm doing what I love. They doing what they love. We're going to do love together. So that is success. But the problem is this. I didn't know that the problem that success is a process. Now, I knew it, but I did not know what the process entails. For example, I did a sale of 50% off on Diakonia Reports. That sale was successful. A lot of people ordered Diakonia Reports. So now I'm sitting here, and I got all of these Diakonia Reports to do. The process of writing a 600-page report is a tedious process. I like success, the money that comes from selling Diakonia Reports. I don't like the process of preparing Diakonia Reports. So the process of success. Do you understand the process of success? Or you want to be a CEO of a major corporation? But do you understand the process of what it takes to be a CEO of a major corporation? All the travel, all the meetings, having to fire, having to hire, having to counsel, having to train, having to respond to 30, 40, 50 emails a day, having to take your job home with you. You don't have no personal life. Do you understand the process of being a CEO or being a big wig in a major corporation? Do you understand the process? I was talking to my daughter, and she was like, "Dad, I'm successful, but I don't know if this is what I want." I'm like, "Hold up. You are living your dream." "Yeah, but my dream is turning into a nightmare because I didn't understand the process of being successful." Can you live with success? See, as soon as you find, accept, and implement your dream. Now, if my dream, which it is, my dream has been tailored because now I understand the process of success. So people inside the group don't understand why I change. Because as I grow, I know I cannot prepare even when I develop my app. My next step in my process of growth is to develop an app, a program that processes these 600-page reports automatically instead of by hand. That's going to automate my process so that way I can enjoy my success. So you are in that same predicament. Right now you are already successful. But now you are suffering from the enemy. Now I'm going to do a whole nother show entitled Know the Enemy. And I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the enemy. So that way you know him because he's there. And he's knocking on your door right now. Winning and success is a process. It's not a product. It's a process. It's not a product. It's a process. It's not a product. So I got a product. And I thought that by promoting this product, that was going to make me successful. And it did. But I didn't understand that, okay, now I got to produce the product. The product doesn't produce itself. And even when the product does produce itself, I still got something to do with that process. So I got to marry. Now, I've been saying it for 20 years. Detached from the role, attached to the goal. Even I didn't understand what I was saying. I just know God gave it to me. It sounded good. It rhymed. Detached from the goal, attached to the role. So I've been saying it. But I didn't know what I was saying. And then now that I'm tasting success, the universe is telling me, yeah, that's why we've been telling you this for 20 years, Negro. You might want to freaking listen. So God's been telling me, detached from the goal, attached to the role. That means you have to be doing what you love. Love your life, brother. Love your life, sister. Don't build a life of success that you don't love, brother Will. I am a perfectionist. Therefore, each deal clear report that I do is perfect. Now, grammatically, there might be errors in it, but when it comes to you understanding the strength, the characteristics and the strengths, a lot of the stuff inside the deal clear report is you can't find it because I get it from my spirit. Based upon the person's name and date of birth, and I start writing this stuff that comes into my spirit. So nobody else can do it. How can you tell? How can I can be typing something and something say that this person is this and is and that, and I start typing it. So either I got to do what I used to do when I was charging $1,000 for these reports, because I can't go to Shark Tank and scale Dear Kinnear reports. So I could not, this product that I do is not scalable. Because what happens when I get sick? What happens if I die? How do I teach my gift to somebody else? Now, I can teach anybody how to prepare a Dear Kinnear report, but I can't teach anybody how to be a Dear Kinnear report. See, I don't do Dear Kinnear reports. I am a Dear Kinnear report. The information that I put in the reports, that comes from my soul. It didn't come from no freaking book. So the implementation for me to be successful, I've got to learn to live with it. I have to learn to live with what I am doing. Because that's the result of who I am being. Now, I love doing Dear Kinnear reports. I just love doing them right because I'm a perfectionist. And so it takes me time, and people pay the money and they want their report yesterday. Now, like that, it used to take me a month to do one report. Now I've got it down to about a week. Still not fast enough. Because then I got to put it in to the publisher. They got to print it. They got to mail it. So from the time the person pays for the report until the time the person receives the report, probably about a month. That's not good enough for me because I'm a perfectionist. So that makes me feel something. I got to get rid of that feeling because I didn't know that being the boss requires me to make boss-like decisions. As the boss, I don't have no medical insurance. I don't have no dental insurance. Now, I could go buy and get it. Now, I do have some, you know, I can go to the VA, but people go to the VA and they don't come back. So I'm not a fan of the VA hospital. No disrespect to the VA, y'all. Hey, I love the government, you know, but if you want to get experiment on, go to the VA. Again, my perspective, my experience. So I have a huge medical or dental issue. I was telling you guys before, you know, I was doing stuff and I've been regrowing my teeth. I didn't realize that I went to the dentist. They did x-rays. They was like, how you been living like this? Your nerve is totally exposed. If you breathe air, like the pain that you are experiencing right now, most people can't tolerate it, and you've been living like this for a whole month. And I'm telling the dentist, "Well, yeah." And so the dentist is like, "Well, how did you do that?" Because I don't know nobody. I've been doing dentistry for 30 years. I don't know nobody who has a tooth like that, and that's able to still live. And I said, "Well, I just kind of block it out. You know, I just kind of do. We got to get this tooth out of your mouth if you're not interested." I said, "No, but I already." I thought the tooth was already done. I didn't know that the tooth, 25 years ago, I was in the military. They started the root canal, and they never finished it. Now I remember it. And the dentist is She cannot understand how I've been living my entire life with a tooth, with the nerves totally exposed. And she was like, sir, it's a miracle that, number one, you're not, which explains why I do so many watermelon diets and detox. Because I got a pipeline from my mouth directly into my body for sewage, basically. I've been living with it. Now, that's an extreme example. Let's get back to the topic. You are living with success, but now you've got to learn how to live with it. Now, that's not quite as easy as it sounds. I sold a bunch of Dear Kinnear reports. Now I got to live with it. So that's good. I made a lot of money selling Dear Kinnear reports. I did the sale. People responded. Everything that I wanted happened. And now I'm sitting here at my desk, and I need to get 10 Dear Kinnear reports done. Each one takes a week. Everybody wants their report done yesterday. And I got to sit here, and I got to type in people's date of birth. I got to look it up. I got to copy and paste information. I got to go in. I got to do natal charts. I got to do their freaking Chinese zodiac. I got to do their Western zodiac. I got to do their astrology. I got to go in, and I got to find their life path number, their soul urge number, their destiny number. I got to draw now. I got a whole new chapter. I got a whole new thing about blood. Their God type is their blood type. So I got to look up their blood type, and I got to find out what church that their blood type is in. So now the process of being successful, I don't like. Why? I'm a teacher. I'm not a processor. I should have thought about that before I started selling Dear Kinnear reports, but nobody told me. So I am not a four. I set up a business for somebody that's a four or a 22. I'm a 6 and a 33. I like to teach. I don't like to sit behind a desk and do tedious stuff of adding and subtracting numbers. But I've developed a successful business for a 22 and for a 4, not for a 33. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. I'm on the road to failure while I'm successful. So who created this, brother? Who created this? That is why every person that I've ever met should be on this call. There should be 20,000 people listening to this message, not 10. But it's unfortunate because people are so busy doing this. As I said before, let me tell you again. People are not aware. People don't love their life, and they built it. Everything that you got in your life right now, you ordered it, and you don't like it, just like me. Now, it's not that you don't like it. It's that you're not designed for it. I love Dear Kinnear reports. I just don't see myself waking up and sitting behind a computer and typing out Dear Kinnear reports 12, 14 hours a day. I see myself waking up, doing research, and then sharing that research with people 12, 14. I can do that 24 hours a day nonstop. I built the wrong ship. So have you. Now, how do I know you built the wrong ship? Because you don't love your life. Now, you're telling yourself that you do because you're in it. See, you've been told and taught you like me. You make your bed, brother, lie in it. If I make my bed, I don't like it, I'm going to tear the sucker up, and I'm going to make another bed. Now, I know that's contrary to most folks' theology, I understand. But I'm not limited. I'm a creator. I can create systems. I am explaining this to you because right now you are looking for the love of your life in the area. Right now you're looking for the wealth of your life. Right now you're looking for the health of your life. Right now you're looking for the wisdom of your life. Right now you're looking for the love or the relationship of your life. And I have to tell you something. Stop. 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 Because if you don't stop, what you are doing, you're going to draw. You draw to you the things that manifest you. right now. Since you are looking for the love of your life, you're going to draw somebody who's looking for the love of their life. Y'all two will both have destination addiction. You're going to have two people together, and they both are looking. Your marriage will be like my marriage. Now, my wife is here. I love my wife. We talk about this. I'm real, man. I'm authentic. I'm a therapist, and I'm one of the best therapists I know. In fact, I'm the best therapist that I know. So I tell my wife what's going to happen 30 days, 6 months before it happens. And my wife, we've been together 8 years, and she's dumbfounded. She still tells me, how do you know what's going to happen before it happens? Now, I was telling one client who was in a situation very similar to mine, 3 months before the situation happened, I told him what was going to happen. 3 months. Now, I'm telling my wife, babe, we are two people who are on different destinations. So if we don't come together and formulate a joint family destination, this marriage will not work. Now, I used to didn't say that because people say that that's negative. See, let me make sure you understand the concern that I have for you and for me. I'm already successful. My wife is already successful. We are being successful. Now, we've got to learn how to live with that success. My wife is very successful at what she do. I'm very successful at what I do. That is the problem. The problem is that we are being and we are making boss decisions, and sometimes this creates a division because we are both going in different directions. And most people are okay. Most people that I know that are married, they have a business relationship. They don't have a marriage. I didn't meet my wife while I was at this stage in my life. I met my wife when I was in the valley. Now remember, while you are waiting to start doing what you love, you're going to meet people who are waiting to start doing what they love too. So you got two people who are waiting, neither one of them. If you don't find your mate, if you don't find your business, if you don't find your workout routine, if you don't find your God in the process of being successful, you got the wrong God. You got the wrong workout routine. You got the wrong business. You got the wrong spouse. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Because I'm not telling you that you got to get rid of anything. I'm explaining to you, this is peak performance coaching. How to live like a one percenter. How to live with success. I'm not talking about bottom of the barrel, middle of the road, mediocrity. Anybody can do that. Everybody I know, they go to a job that's okay. But they don't jump out of bed like I do. They don't stay up. Last night I got 3-4 hours of sleep, not because of a toothache. It's because I'm getting ideas downloaded into my skull. And I got all these Dear Kinnear reports to do. And I'm realizing now because I'm successful. And I'm realizing that, damn, I'm spending all my time doing Dear Kinnear reports. Well, no shiznit. You sell Dear Kinnear reports. Now, I know what you're thinking. Brother Will, that's common sense, dude. Well, I didn't think it through. I didn't think it was going to take that much time. I thought I could continue to do what I've been doing. What do I love to do? Research. I love to research information. I'm a truthologist, and then I like sharing that research with information. So I didn't build a teaching business. I am a high-paid processor. I get paid to process Dear Kinnear reports. Now, is there anything wrong with that? None whatsoever. Unless that's not what I wanted to do. Now, you are getting paid. You are high paid. You are high. You're already successful. Everybody listen to my voice. You're successful. But why aren't you happy? Why don't you love your life, brother? Why don't you love your life, sister? Be really happy with what you are doing. Each small step that you accomplish is going to make you feel something. So each small step, what is a small step? A small step is me going to a blank page with a new client who just paid for a deal committee report, and I've typed their name on the page, Jim Bob. Then I go to the website that I use, and I type in Jim Bob's date of birth, and it spits off Jim Bob's life path number. And I take that information, and I put it on the Jim Bob's report as his life path number. And then I go, and I take Jim Bob's consonants of his name. First of all, I take all the letters of his name, and I add it up, and I get a number. Let's say the number is 11. And I write down his expression number. Then I go to his soul urge, all of the vowels. Then I go to his outer personality, outer consonants. And after I do that, 600 pages later, 3-5 days later, after I go through all of Jim Bob's information, and I go through and I read it, and everything is good, then I upload it turn it into a PDF document. I send it to the publisher. I send Jim Bob the electronic version. A week later, the hard copy comes, and I mail it to Jim Bob, or I may mail it directly to Jim Bob from the publisher, bypassing me so Jim Bob gets his Dear Kinnear report earlier. That takes me about anywhere from 3 to 5 days to do one. And I got 10 or 20 waiting to be done. So I'm spending all of my day, I'm spending every day adding up people's date of birth. I'm spending every day adding up people's letters in their name. I'm spending every day adding up the vowels in their name. I'm spending every day adding up the consonants in their name. I'm spending every day looking up their zodiac sign. I'm spending every day listening to their spirit, looking up their spirit animal. I'm spending every day looking up their Chinese zodiac. I'm spending every day matching up their blood type with their God type. I'm spending every day finding out if they are electric or magnetic being. I'm spending every day doing Dear Kinnear reports, and I'm not spending no time researching, and I'm not spending any time teaching. Can I live with my success? And now you're successful too. You built up an environment. You created something, but you don't love your creation. It's like Frankenstein. Like when they made Frankenstein, and they looked at the guy that made Frankenstein, he looked at him. He's like, damn, Frankenstein, man, I don't know. So are you happy with your creation? You created your marriage. You happy with that relationship, brother? Are you happy with that relationship? You created the God that you worship. You're a Buddhist. You go and y'all gotta, you gotta go rub the guy's fat belly, and you gotta do, maybe you're Muslim, you gotta face to eat, you gotta bow down, all the tennis steps and that. You happy doing all of that bullshit? I wasn't happy being a Cretan. I ain't like getting up every Sunday, putting on my pimp suit, going to church, hanging all around with a bunch of people, speaking Christianese and everybody freaking fake. How you doing? Praise the Lord, brother. Jesus saves. And he just beat the snot out of his wife for freaking molesting his freaking little kids and all this stuff. But Jesus saves. I didn't like that, so I got the hell out. I didn't like my health routine, man. I didn't like the fact that I was working out and I was still overweight. I didn't like the fact that I was carrying around this extra, this extra blubber around my waist. So guess what I did? I got up out of there and created a new system. And now I'm successful with doing Dear Kinnear reports, but I ain't no damn processor. So guess what I'm getting ready to do? I'm getting ready to get the hell up out of here too. Now, for some people that listen to the sound of my voice, you have to learn how to live with your success or create a new box for you to live in. Now, this is the same talk I had with my daughter. That's why I'm having this talk with you. Because somebody else is just like my daughter. My daughter has a traveling dance studio that's very successful. She got like 20 different places she got to do. She has to be at 20 schools. She go from one school, do a class, get in a car, go to another school, do a class, get in a car, go to another school. She's so successful. Now she got 5 instructors. five people that she's hired to help her. They drive to schools, they get little girls, and they do dance classes, a mobile dance studio. Successful. She got her own daughter. She don't even see her. In fact, my little granddaughter walks around and she thinks she's the instructor. She's been going with my daughter so much that my little granddaughter now has problems in daycare. My daughter called me and said, Dad, she got kicked out of another daycare because she tells the teacher, sit down, shut up. I'm running this. Because why? She watches her mother every day since birth, leading and running a dance studio. She's only been around adults. She's never been around no kids. So my daughter has created, and my daughter is successful. But she don't like that version of success. And it's not that she don't like it. Now, don't get it twisted. I would always do Dear Canary Post. That's my baby. That's my bread and butter. But guess what? I'm going to optimize it, brother. I'm going to streamline it. Do you know that problems are opportunities in disguise? My problem is the universe saying it's time to create a winning system, a better mousetrap. Each step is an opportunity for me to feel fear or success. I don't do fear, so guess what? I only got one option. I like problems. Rich people solve problems. Poor people don't. I got a problem right now. My problem is I could continue. It's just like my toothache. I could continue to allow, do nothing. The dentist said, hey, you got to do a root canal or we got to take the tooth out. I could continue. I've already been sitting here in pain for 30 days. I could continue. Or I could solve the problem. Same thing with your life. You can stay in that relationship or you can solve the problem. You know what to do, but you don't do it. Why? Why don't you do what you know to do? See, it feels so much better sometimes to do nothing than it is to actually address a difficult problem. See, let me make sure you understand, my brothers and sisters. Is it worth it? The pain that I have in my tooth, is it worth it for me to remove that pain? You know, pain equals compliance. The more this tooth starts to hurt, the more I'm leaning toward pull that sucker out. So you may be used to being, or you may not be used to being. See, I am not used to doing this many reports at this level. See, when I was doing two reports a month, I was happy, couldn't tell me nothing. I loved my life. I loved it. Now I got to do five reports a day. I ain't got time to go to the gym. I ain't got time to drive my wife to work, drop her off and pick her up. I ain't got time to go eat breakfast with my daughter. I ain't got time to do all the stuff. That's the price of success, brother. That's the price of success, sister. Are you willing to pay that freaking price? I'm not willing to pay that price. So how do I learn to live with success? See, most people's problems don't start when they're poor. Poor people don't have problems. They sit around and eat Captain Crunch cereal and watch freaking cartoons all day. Every poor guy I know freaking play video games. I know grown-ass men, 40, 45, 50 years old, spend 6 to 8 hours a day playing video games. They ain't got a problem in the world. Why do you think homeless people, when I worked as a case manager for the veteran homeless community, and I found these veterans that had been homeless, and we put them in an apartment, and they stayed there for a month, and they went back to the streets. And we paid, the VA paid their rent 3 months in advance, 6 months in advance. Them suckers left a furnished apartment with no bills. All they got to do is just show up and sleep. They left. And they went back to being homeless. Why? They couldn't live with success. What? Now, I remember this guy, Mr. Burns. You guys heard me talk about him before. He has a VA pension of $2,500 a month, free for the rest of his life. And he's homeless. You mean to tell me you're getting a pension? Now, San Antonio, the cost of living, I don't know if you've ever been to San Antonio. People ask me, Brother Will, you've been out over the country, man. Why in the hell do you live in San Antonio, Texas? Do you know what a $100,000 house looks like in San Antonio versus San Diego, California? Now, I lived in San Diego. You know what I got for $100,000 in San Diego? About 500 square foot. You know what you can get for $100,000 here in Texas? About 3,000 square feet. You can own it. And in San Antonio, do you know if you make $30,000 a year in San Antonio, you balling? Here in San Antonio, you can make $30,000 a year, and it's like you're making $150,000 a year. The cost of living, I've never seen it. I've been to a lot of places. San Antonio is a big city, but it's a country mentality. The crime here in San Antonio, you know, like it's a major crime when somebody's dog get out. My wife just got fined $600 because the dog got out the fence. Three cops running around looking for her. That's like a big thing here. Go to Chicago. Freaking bodies on the streets. Go to Philly. Go down to freaking Watts down in L.A. So it's different vibe, different personalities. Same thing in business. Can I live in San Diego, California? No, I don't think so. I'm not willing to pay $2,500, $3,000 a month to live in a matchbox. Now, you make more money, but you pay more money. So people tell me all the time, hey, in corrections in California with what I know, I could start off in California making about $150,000 a year. I got 25 years experience in corrections, in law enforcement, in security. In Texas, I can take my experience, which I had. I got a job down in Houston. They was going to start me off at about 60. You guys know I did that job for about 3 days and quit. Went back to doing this. So what am I saying? I can't live with that. I can't live with that version of success. Why? Because to be a security supervisor, the job I took, again, I was in mobile, had a company car, credit card. I would just drive around to different sites, make sure that the security guard showed up. They was in uniform. I would go in and do the personnel reports. I would do, you know, inspections. But it was the 12 hours, and it was at night. I was making good money. But remember, success is a process. It is not a product. It is not a destination. Success is a process. Nobody told me, man, oh, man, Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. I don't know if y'all understand what I'm saying. Success is a process, brother. It's every freaking day, every second and every day. It's a small step, not the big ones. F the big ones. Selling Dear Kinnear reports is not success, brother. Success is freaking adding the letters of a person's name together to get their life path number. Because that's what I got to do every day of my life till Jesus come back or they put my black ass in a pine box. So if I can't do that every freaking day, I need to get up out of here. So do you. Do you know what a good marriage looks like? I don't know if you know. Do you know what a good marriage looks like? Let me tell you because see, nobody told me. Do you know men, especially men, y'all need to listen to this, man. So my wife is happy right now. You know why? Because I'm doing stuff I've never done in a relationship before. What am I doing? When I wake up, I got a calendar and alarm clock that reminds me every freaking day what I'm supposed to do. I have to do this every day because that's what a marriage is. A marriage is you don't think about yourself first. A marriage is you think about your spouse first. Now, I was married 25 years for my first marriage. I don't know how she put up with my dark behind, but she did. I would have left me. I would leave me right now if I could, but unfortunately, I'm stuck with me. Because why? I'm a selfish, egotistical maniac. I like me. Everything I do is about me. That's not how marriage works. Newsflash. Actually, I probably should be single. Because I'm not the marrying kind. took me 50 plus years to figure this out. Because now I got a successful marriage, and I'm asking myself, Brother Will, how can you live with success? Because guess what I got to do? This is what I got to do. So on my calendar, as I pull it out, I write down what I do for other people that benefits them more than it benefits me. Now, I've never had this calendar. I've never done this before in relationships. I've done it in business, and man, I'm an expert when it comes to fitness. And I told you guys, when I asked the universe, I said, God, I want to be wealthy. And God said, Negro, same thing that you're doing in the area of fitness, do that in the area of wealth. I like, well, I'm anal retentive when it comes to my fitness. Man, you want to see me go? Ask anybody who see me work out. Every time I work out, I was at the workout at the gym yesterday. And I stopped and looked around, and almost everybody in the gym stopped working out and was watching me. Because I was on the treadmill running full speed for 30 seconds. I jumped off. I had the bench right next to the treadmill. I got on the bench, and I started doing bench press for 30 seconds. Then I dropped the weights, and I jumped back on the treadmill for 30 seconds, sprint full speed, and jumped off. And I just did that 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off, 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off, 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off. And I did that for about half an hour till I got nauseous. I felt lightheaded. I was about to throw up. Now, I used to do that for an hour when I was young, dumb, and stupid. Now, I can't even do my own workout. And people are looking at me like, damn, dude, what are you training for? Nothing. That's just my normal routine. My heart rate was 189 beats a minute. 189 beats a minute on the heart monitor. Now, it's not recommended that your heart rate goes over by 165, 170. You risking stroke zone. I do this every day. Been doing it for freaking 30 years. That's how I work out. So God told me, when you take that intensity that you have in your workout and you put that intensity into your freaking marriage, bruh, you will have a successful marriage. So that's what I did. And now my wife told me, she said, babe, everybody at my job noticed. They said I looked like I was skipping the work. Because I took my attention off myself, and I started asking myself, what can I do for my wife? Okay, I can drive her to work. Now, we got three cars. My wife don't need to drive. I can let my wife. No, I'm a driver to work. So I get up every day, and I drive her to work. I bring her lunch, bring her flowers, run the bath water. I do all the laundry. I now make it important to do small things every day in my marriage. Now, I never did that before. And guess what? That's success. But I got a problem now. Can I do that for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years? Be damn careful what you build, brother. Be careful what you build, sister. Because you got to maintain it. And people are going to expect what you say you are going to do. People are going to hold you to it. If you say you're going to be there at 8, you might want to be there at 8. Now, my body is used to working out at this level. That's why I can put on weight so fast. Because the moment I stop working out at the level and the intensity that I work out in, my body starts to retain the fat. Because my body is used to my molecular structure or my metabolism is used to vibrating at a higher level because I set it up that way. So I create it. Winning is a process. It is a step by step by step by step by step process. And so now I'm successful. Yay me. Yay me. Let me make sure you understand something. When you've done something hard, you deserve to reward yourself. And anybody and everybody else around you who help you become successful, y'all should party. You should pat yourself on the back. So I pat myself on the back in the area of wealth because I'm successful. In the area of health because I'm successful. In the area of wisdom because I'm successful. And in the area of relationships because I'm successful. So I deserve, when you've done something hard and it works, I did a sale, I got a good response, and it worked, so I got to pat myself on the back. But now I got to remember that when I'm out setting my goals and my target goals and my target dates, like I did a Deer Canary report sale, 50% off, I wanted to sell X amount of Deer Canary reports, and I did. Now I've arrived at my goal. I achieved my goal. There is nothing wrong with me saying and acknowledging great job, which I did. So I've acknowledged that I've done something. I've achieved a milestone that allows me to continue to be successful. So, hey, I can reward myself, whatever that means. Hey, throw myself a party, go out to eat, buy myself a new sneakers, whatever it is. But now that the party's over, I set my goal. I want to sell, let's say, 10 Deer Canary reports. So I set my goal, and I said that, man, I want to sell deer. You know, I did a 50% off sale, and I sold my 10 Deer Canary reports. I took my wife out to dinner. Man, I patted myself on the back. I set a goal. I accomplished the goal. I'm successful. I go to the gym. I said I was going to go twice a day. I've been going to the gym 5 o'clock in the morning. Drop the wife off at 5 at work. Get to the gym 5:15, 5:30. And then I've been going in the afternoons 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, twice, doing 2-a-days. I'm maintaining, no more yo-yo diets. Hey, I'm going to maintain my body weight, my body mass, my body fat content. I'm successful. I said that, you know what? I know you. I know who God is. I know the real name. I've done the research. I know the big G. I got wisdom. Hey, I'm successful. I've decided that, you know what? In order for me to be in a successful marriage, the same intensity that I work out with, I got to use that same intensity. The same intensity with my marriage. So I put intensity. I don't want my wife to do nothing. I have no expectations. Men, write that down. The problem with all men, all of us, we give to our wife, and if they don't give back to us, we pissed off. How about you do this? I told my wife, don't do nothing for me. She said, but honey, I like, no, don't do nothing for me. Let me take care of you. You've been taking care of me. Now it's my turn. Men, I challenge every man that calls himself a man, that want to be a man, that think you're a man. I challenge you, brother. And I challenge you to do this for one day. One day, that's it. Don't take anything from your wife, just give. Do you know that your wife's emotional, your spouse's emotional bank account, brothers, sisters, is in the negative? You ain't made no emotional deposits. And you're wondering why they are emotionally bankrupt. Because your ass been taking off all of the money. All of the emotions, because you want everybody to pay attention to you. How about you pay attention to them? Now, I'm not talking to nobody in particularly. I'm talking about in general, because as men, we're takers. That's how we're designed. And women, they're givers. That's how they're designed. Your job is to be aware of your design. Don't try to freaking change it. I'm a taker, and I'm a damn good one, and I like it, and I'm going to continue to do it. But every once in a while, I want to be a giver. And I got my calendar, and for the next 90 days, now you can do it. I'm telling you to do it for one day, brother, one day. I'm doing it for 90. I suggest you do it for one. For one day, give to your wife. Tell her don't, babe. Now, they have to give to you. They don't know how to stop. Women cannot stop giving. They are designed to be caregivers and nurtures by the universe. So that's in their nature. That's why they give so much. So we should be aware that as men, that we're very fortunate that we have, you know, our mates that give things to us to make us feel loved, valued, and respected. Now it's our turn to do something to make them feel loved, valued, and respected. Try it for one day, brother. Try it for one day. From the time you wake up until you do bed, that your woman, she don't do nothing. You cook. You take care of the kids. You do the laundry. You vacuum. You make up the bed. Everything that your wife do, you do. You say, baby, you don't do nothing. She runs the bath. No, I got the bath water, babe. Well, how you want to go in warm? You want soap? You want this soap? You want better? And watch the look on her face. Do it for one day. Now, I'm doing it for 90. But you just do it for one. Take care of your wife for one day the way you take care of yourself. Now, brothers, you know how you take care of yourself. Y'all know how much time we spend in the mirror. Y'all know how we look when we go to the gym. You know how your car is. Hey, yeah. When the last time you vacuumed your wife's car? When the last time you washed it? When the last time you put gas in it? When the last time you took care of your wife or your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend, if you're swinging that way? When the last time you took care of somebody else the way you take care of yourself, brother? I'm just putting that out there in the ether, as my good friend always says. Try it for one day. One day. Now, it changed my life. It changed my marriage. Now, does that mean I'm out of the woods? Hell no. That means I made it worse. Because now my wife is expecting that level of commitment from now until my dog behind is in a pine box. So my question to me today is, Brother Will, can you keep this up, bro? You set the bar pretty high. Now you got to maintain that bar. Can you live with success? Can you live with success, brother? Can you live with success, sister? I don't know. Jury's still out. The jury is still out on me. Jury's still out on you. Now, I'm successful. But I have to turn this success into love. I'm successful, but I'm not loving life. Now, I could come on this show. I could blow smoke up your butts. And I could tell you, oh, yeah, I'm living the dream, brother. I'm living the dream. Praise God. Jesus saves. I could do that. I could come on here. Now, remember, number one, you got to get there first. Wherever it is, make a target, set a date, then get there. Once you get there, stop and reward yourself. Now, most brothers, sisters don't do that. Oh, I like taking care of Brother Will. So me, myself, and I, all three of us, we party like rock stars. I don't know what y'all be doing, but this is not a game. I take care of Brother Will. So I did. I partied hardy. Now the party's over. I borderline in self-indulgence. I'm not going to lie. I like me. So, I set my goal. I reached my goal. So, let's just say hypothetical number. Let's say 10. I sold my 10 deer canary reports, and now I'm back. Party's over. It's the morning after. You know, they have that pill called the morning after. Yeah. So it's the morning after I sold all these deer canary reports. I got the money. I went out and partied with the money. And now it's the morning after. And I got all of these reports, which is in the form of folders. I put them in folders. And now, guess what? I got the job of my dreams, right? All I got to do now is I just got to wake up and start doing deer canary reports. I just sold them. I'm successful, man. All I got to do is do the report. Oh, man. Nobody told me I got to do the report. I thought I'd just sell it, take the money, go party. You mean to tell me I actually got to, like, write 600 freaking pages 10 times? That's just one day. Then I got to do it the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. Houston, we got a problem. I didn't sign up for this. I'm a teacher. I'm not a processor. So each level of success, brothers and sisters, each level of success requires you to examine that success the day after you reach your goal. Because you got to be in that role every day. So if you don't love the role, you got a problem. You have to fake it till you get used to it. Or you got to transmute it. I remember I was talking with Sister Tammy back in the day, and this is what I was going to do. In fact, I tried it twice before. As I told you guys before, I've been in the same situation twice before. Last time that this sister out in Atlanta, right now today, I could give you her name. You could Google her name, and it pulls up. She's doing exactly what I'm doing. Why? I hired her to be a Diakonia processor. She learned my process, went to, well, she was already in Atlanta, changed her phone number, and then stole all of my ideals, and now she's doing the same thing I'm doing. People ask me all the time, well, Brother Will, why don't you just outsource your stuff, dog? Why don't you just get somebody else to process your Diakonia reports, man? You just sell them and somebody else process them. I have never met anybody that I could trust enough to do that. Now, I've met a lot of good people. Like I'll tell you, I remember talking with Sister Tammy. Man, Sister Tammy, that girl's spirit is like off the hizzle for sizzle. She's just a ball of energy. Sister Tammy lives in, I think Chicago. I live in Texas. So, number one, there's the training aspect of it, and then there's the biggest problem, which is for me, not Sister Tammy's fault, my fault, because I got trust issues. Sister Tammy doesn't. I do. So until I deal with my trust issue, I'm going to project it on the Sister Tammy, and I will force her to disrespect me. Because, again, I bring about what I think about. So Sister Tammy could love me. Sister Tammy could be committed. Sister Tammy could say, Brother Will, I'm not going to steal your idea. I'm just going to process it. But because I got an underlining core imprint that says, don't trust nobody. Sister Tammy's spirit is going to pick that up and say, that fool don't trust you. Since he don't trust you, don't trust him. And then the vicious cycle continues. So until I deal with my own fear, I already know the system. See, people tell me, I'll say, Brother Will, man, that's, you know, I don't understand, bro. See, I've been doing this longer than a couple of days. Like I said, I have never been wrong. People think my own kids don't understand what I mean by that statement. So let me make sure you understand. When my inner voice tell me, this happened yesterday, and I had my wife's family on the phone. My wife called me and said, babe, I lost my credit card. As soon as my wife said that statement, honey, I lost my credit card. I don't know what I did. A voice in my head, I said, I think I just said, where is the credit card? Now, I've been doing this since I was 8. I just said in my brain. I did not say it out loud. I never say it out loud. It's always mental. It's because, again, I speak to the universe. I speak to God, mental telepathy. I don't do the stuff that other people do. Now, this is what works for me. So I told my wife, I said, babe, I told the universe, where's the credit card? Immediately, a thought came into my head that said, what did she have on yesterday? Check the pocket. So she started talking on the phone. I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to call the bank. I got to schedule the card because last time I went, I think I left it at the restaurant we went to. Or, it could be here. It could be there. And I said, babe, hold on a minute. You had your credit card, right? She said, yeah. And I always put it in my wallet, but I don't have it right now. So I walk over. I took the dirty clothes bin. I pulled out the black pair of jeans that she had on yesterday. I go into the pocket, and I pull out her credit card. Exactly like the voice in my head told me to do. Now, I've been doing this since I was 8, and I've never been wrong. Never, ever, ever. I got my wife, and I told her, put the phone on speaker. She was in a car with her mom, her cousins, and a car full of people. They're laughing and joking. And I said, babe, I just want to show you, because see, my wife, is like kind of like a borderline. Like we was watching a movie, Logan, last night, same thing. And I challenge you. Every superhero movie, I challenge anybody listening to the sound of my voice to watch the Avengers, to watch any superhero movie or Underworld or any vampire movie and see if the blood type is not O negative. I challenge any person listening to the sound of my voice to find a movie where the superhero character is their blood type is not O negative. So last night we were watching Logan, the Wolverine. And the screen flashes up the blood type, O negative. And my wife just looks at me. Now, I've been telling her, she don't believe me because she's O negative. And I've been telling her about the O negative blood, as I've been telling everybody else, and nobody believes me. It's in every freaking movie I've ever watched in my life. But nobody believe me. Now, my spirit told me that. And people ask me all the time, why don't I go against my spirit? And see, you're listening to the sound of my voice, and what you are doing is you're going against your spirit. That's why you're not successful. Or that's why you're not as successful as you should be. Let me tell you, I watched the movie Immortals last night. Now, that's an old one. Where the boy, where Zeus comes down from heaven, and they're fighting, you know, the Titans and King Hyperion and all of this stuff. Same thing, blood type, O negative. But in the movie, he tells Prometheus, go. He says, listen to me, mortal. Gods cannot interfere in the affairs of men. And he tells him, I trust you. Go and don't fail me. Prove me right. And I love that movie because that is what God is telling me, and that's what God is telling you. God is on your side. The universe is on your side. Go and prove the universe right. All of the angelic host is on your side, but they cannot interfere with the affairs of men. So you have to think like, now in the movies, they do it physically, but in real life, everything is done mentally. That means that you are in a mental war right now to be successful. And there's a voice in your head that is telling you, that is God, who's telling you exactly what to do and what not to do, because he knows it's outside of your life path. As soon as you find, accept, and implement your life path, you are doing it. What is it? What you love. Be really happy with what you are doing. So I sold a bunch of deal canary reports, and I'm getting ready to get off this phone right now, and I'm getting ready to start processing these deal canary reports that I sold. And I love doing this, but I am much happier teaching all what I'm doing right now. So my new model is more going to be more in the line of, which I've already known, because the little voice in my head has been telling me this since I was 8. Or I believe now, but I didn't believe it. I didn't believe that I could do what Oprah Winfrey does. I didn't believe that I could do what Steve Harvey does right now, or what Tony Robbins does right now, or what, my boy, the sky jock, Tom Joyner, does right now. What do? They get paid to talk, not sell books, not do deal canary reports, not do one-on-ones, not do counseling. They get paid to talk. So I have to create a life where I get paid to talk, not add letters together. Now, I can still add letters together. I can develop a system or a program that is a part of my talk, but that cannot be the bread and butter or the foundation of my talk, because then I'm getting set up. The devil's doing the same thing to you. It's not the devil, it's your ego. Your ego doesn't allow you to be you. Your ego is going to tell you, oh, you can't get paid to do that, dog, but you can get paid to do this. The ego helped me be successful in the area of deer canary reports, because he know that's going to kill me. The ego, your ego will help you be successful, and all the time you go into the bank, you're like, yeah, this is great. And the ego knows you can't maintain it. The ego will help you get in a relationship with that girl that y'all don't get along with, and y'all, and you just there, and it says, yeah, the ego going to hook y'all up. The ego going to make y'all happy. And in the beginning, it's going to be, man, ooh, sex is going to be great. Man, things are going to be great. But you are going to be attached to someone that's not in your purpose. They don't love the same that you do. And that keeps you from doing your purpose. So let me make sure you understand. If you are looking for the love of your life, stop. The love of your life is waiting for you right now. The love of your life is waiting for you. When you start doing what you love, you will find the mate that you love. Wealth. You're looking for wealth right now. You're looking for money. You want to make money, man. Hey, Doc, I'm looking for money, dog. I'm looking for this new opportunity. I'm going to try this. I'm going to try that. I'm going to try this. I'm going to try that. I'm going to try a little bit of this. I'm going to try a little bit of that. Stop. Stop doing that, dog. Stop doing that, man. When you start doing what you love, then what you love will start doing you. When you start doing what you love, wealth is waiting for you in that process. So wealth is not waiting for me in the process of doing Dear Kinnear reports because I don't love doing Dear Kinnear reports. So if I think I'm going to be wealthy doing Dear Kinnear reports, I'm smoking the ganja. I'm lying to myself. Because there's a little voice in my head that tells me, you love doing bar talk shows. Why? There's a little voice in my head that says, you love researching the information that is based upon your life's experiences that allows people to operate at peak performance. Because everybody told you when you was a little kid, you ain't going to be shit. You ain't going to amount to nothing. You're going to grow up to be just like your father. You're going to be a worthless, no good for nothing. Little man. That's all you heard growing up. So there's a little voice in your head that's telling me, right now, there's a voice in my head that's telling me, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. There's a little voice in my head that is telling me, love what you do and do what you love. There's a little voice in my head that says, don't settle for less. Elevate for more. There's a little voice in my head that says, get out of destination addiction. There's a little voice in my head that says, stop being sad. Stop allowing the satanic addiction to depression. S for satanic. A for addiction. D for depression. Stop being sad. There's a little voice in my head that says, every time you are sad, if somebody says something to you, if you say something to yourself and you feel sad, what you are doing is you are just adding more dispositions to the neurological network that is already established inside of your brain. And that prevents you from being happy. The word happy is happiness. It means happiness. So the word happiness is what I happen or what happens. So what is happening? What I am doing, what is happening should produce happiness. So if what is happening in my life is not producing happiness, then I got two options. And I need to make sure you understand this. Number one, I can fake it. I can fake like I like adding letters together, converting letters to numbers and adding them together, putting them on a 600-page report. I could really look at it and say, you know what? This is successful. I could see myself processing Dear Kinnear reports for the rest of my life. I could dress the part even if I don't feel the part. I could put on a costume. I could put on a role. See, every actor and every actress knows that getting into character, getting into a costume, is a tremendous aid into getting into the role. So if I put on the right costume, my costume is my mindset. I can tell myself that once I process these 10 reports, that makes room for me now to do another sale and get 10 more reports. So the faster I process reports, the faster I make money and the more I get to my goal of doing 1,000 people that pay me $1,000, that equals $1 million. So the faster, now that's option number one. Option number one, fake it till you make it. Option number one is find the silver lining in the gray cloud. Now, I'm already successful, but now I want to love it because I know if I don't love success, I can't find success. So I have to dress the part even if I don't feel like it. So I wake up in the morning. Do you know that sometimes at 5 o'clock, I when it's time to wake up and go to the gym, I don't feel like freaking going to the gym, brother. I ain't feeling it, but I go anyway. Sometimes I drink some coffee. Sometimes I do something to give me a little pick-me-up to go to the gym, but I still go. That's option number one. Option number one, fake it till you make it. Option number one, put on a costume that allows you to act. That means put on a mindset that allows you to attach to the role. Option number one. Option number two, transmute the role. Rewrite the script, brother. Rewrite the script. That's what I'm going to do. Now, I am not getting rid of the old script. I'm going to automate the old script. In other words, technology. Now, there used to be doormen at every major hotel. Now they got automatic doors, and the doorman is being replaced by technology. They used to have claim processors. Now they got computers that do the processing of the claims. So I used to be a Dale Carnegie processor. Now, I don't have it yet. But I'm going to find somebody. Somebody going to come to me and say, hey, man, I know how to write code. I know how to do blah, blah, blah. I'm going to make a phone app. I'm going to make a down something. I'm going to automate this process. But then what I'm going to do, I'm going to do this. And let me close with a solution. So I talked an hour and a half about the problem. Let me tell you the solution, brothers and sisters, that I talked about on yesterday's show and yesterday's course. If you don't have yesterday's course, it was $25, man. You got to have it. Make a $10 donation today and I'll send it to you. What did we talk about yesterday? I talked about yesterday. So yesterday I talked about branding for manifesting. So if you did not hear yesterday's talk about how to brand yourself in your life so that way you can manifest yourself in your life, this is how you reclaim the magi, how you reclaim the magic, how you reclaim the manifesto. This is the manifestation manifesto. How to manifest the manifesto. This is the option that I recommend. Now, again, I could stay as a Dale Carnegie processor, processing 10 Dale Carnegie reports a day. So 10 times 300. When I sell them on my sale, I sell it for what, 100, 150? And let's say 10 times 3. What's that? That's $3,000 a day. I think I could probably get by. It'd be a little hard, but yeah, I think I can get by off $3,000 a day. Let's say I do the reduce for 1,000, and I do $1,000 a day. So if I do $1,000 a day, $5,000 a week, yeah, it'll be hard, but I think I could probably get by on $1,000 or $5,000 a week, $1,000 a day. How about you? I could do that for the rest of my life. Or I could understand that whatever I'm thinking about is literally I'm planning about. Thinking is planning. So it's worrying. So I could worry about or I could think about. So I'm going to manifest my vision. So I'm going to put a mental image in my head, and I'm going to align that mental image with the thoughts in my brain. So I'm going to take, now this is scientifically proven, that three things, please write this down. Your inner talk plus your inner image that is matched with, I'm going to use the word extreme. You could use the word high intensity is more important than facts. Let me say that again. This is what I'm going to do. I don't know what you, this is what I'm going to do. While I'm successful as a Dear Kunnil processor, I have an image in my head on a stage in front of 20,000 people. Now, I'm going to take 10 people with me. That's the people that I talked about earlier. I'm taking 10 teachers to go with me to three cities. I hope that you're one of them. I'll write the book for you if you ain't got a book. And you're going to get on stage. You're going to talk for 15 minutes about your product, your service, or your information. Then I'm going to get on stage. And then all 10 of us, we're going to all meet in Chicago. We're going to all meet in Philly. We're going to all meet in New Jersey. We're going to all meet in Atlanta. We're going to all meet in San Diego, whatever three cities that we decide. That's my inner talk. That's what my spirit is telling me. My spirit is telling me you're a better talker than you are a writer. My spirit is telling me you're a better talker than you are a processor. My spirit is telling me, brother. My spirit is telling me, the one that ain't never been wrong since the age of 8. When my uncle was looking at me funny, my spirit told me, don't be in a room by him with yourself, by yourself. He molested little boys. My spirit told me when I was freaking 8, brother. My spirit told me. So when my uncle was molesting everybody else, he didn't molest me. Now, I got molested by somebody else, but it wasn't my uncle. Because my spirit told me, brother. My spirit told me when me and all my friends, when I was 13, they was 18 and 19, and I told you guys the story, we were standing across, and they said, hey, well, let's go steal that old lady's purse. There was this old white lady walking out the post office. She had a purse, and we used to steal snatch purses. My spirit told me, don't do it, brother. My spirit, and I got beat up by all of my buddies. They said, oh, yeah, you sorry, little punk, you ain't going to go. I said, no, man, I ain't going. So that they jumped me, man. They beat me up. They said, well, Negro, go stand over there and watch, you little sorry little blankety blank. So I walked across the street, brother. I walked across the street, sister, because my spirit told me all them Negroes who went and stole that lady purse at the age of 14 to 18, they all went to juvie. Right now, they are all dead or in prison. Spirit told me, don't do it, and I didn't do it. I'm telling you, I don't give a damn what nobody else say. What's your spirit telling you to do? My spirit is telling me, talk, brother. So I'm talking. I get paid to talk. I don't get paid to process the freaking Dear Kunnil reports. So my spirit is telling me this. So I'm telling you that's something that your spirit, I don't give a damn what I'm telling you. Listen to your spirit. You don't follow me. Follow your spirit, brother. Follow your spirit, sister. That's how you change your life. That's how you learn how to be successful. That's how you process and you manifest. So I got an image in my head. I got a voice in my head. And I got intensity in my body. Watch where my black ass going to be at 30 days from now. Watch where I'm at this time next year. Because my spirit is telling me. And I'm following my spirit. I don't know what y'all going to do. But I highly recommend that you don't listen to me. You don't listen to no Reverend Dr. Bishop. You don't listen to Oprah. You don't listen to Bill Cosby. You don't listen to freaking T.D. Jakes. You don't listen to nobody but your spirit. That's how you live with success. Because you fall in love. I love talking. So I really am happy when I am doing this. And so I'm going to meet somebody while I am doing this. And they are happy when they are doing this, and I'm happy when I'm doing this, we both going to be happy together. If you meet somebody when you're not being happy, y'all not going to be happy. If you're making money while you're not being happy, you're not going to make no money. If you're exercising while you're not being happy, you're not going to be fit. If you're getting knowledge and wisdom while you're not being happy, you're not going to get no knowledge and no wisdom. If you are doing anything, brother, if you're doing anything and you're not in the spirit, if you're not walking in the spirit, the Bible says the only way that you cannot fulfill the lust of your flesh fear is if you walk in the spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. I sum all that up as happy. So I don't care what you're doing. I don't give a flying bee what you're doing. Are you happy? That's the only question I got for you today, brother. That's the only question. I said all this. I talked for a freaking hour and a half just to ask you one question. One question. Are you happy being and doing whatever you are being and doing? If you ain't, you wasting your time and God's time, and you ain't got time to waste. Well, let me rephrase that. I ain't got time to waste. I'm knocking. I'm knocking on 60, brother. I'm knocking on 60, and I'll be damned if I go into 60 and I'm not happy. Every second of every day of my life, I am going to be freaking happy. And I'm going to be with people who want to be happy. So if you freaking ain't happy, man, don't call me. Don't text me. Don't email me. I'm being happy. And if you want to be happy, then call me. You ain't got to be happy now. But if you want to be, there's a lot of people who don't want to be happy. There is a lot of people who don't want to be happy. There is a lot of people who don't want to be happy. Now, I don't know about you, but I pray to God that you are not wanting, that you're not one of that, you're not one of those people. See, I want to be happy. And I am going to be happy. I love my life and I love you. I don't even know you, and I love you. Because your spirit and my spirit come from the same freaking source. And my spirit, my little voice in my head is the same voice that's in my head in your head. And your voice is telling you, do the things that make you happy. Because God designed you to be happy. God did not design you to live no freaking Paul Creta life, man. Stop listening to them fools that tell you to take this vow of poverty and this, that, and the other. All of that bullshitness. That's not what you are designed to be and to do. If you are looking for love, stop. Start doing what you love. Don't look for love, do love. So I don't care what my wife does or don't do. All I'm going to do is love. And my act of doing love is going to vibrate with her. It's going to vibrate with my job. It's going to vibrate with my workout. It's going to vibrate with my research. Or I'm going to go to a level and I'm going to draw into my life the things that's on that same love frequency. Why? I am no longer doing fake. I'm only doing love. And it is my prayer that you love your life because I love mine. I am building a life of success based upon love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. My brothers, my sisters, I am the one and only Master Teacher 33. May God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, that inner voice, that inner small voice, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth. Because it will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. Kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2, some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2, some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah. Rate it all, hit it on the nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pail. Yeah. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got us screaming at humanity and scissors to a cell. And they trick us with the vanity with pictures in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. Yeah. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. Yeah. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell. They said I wanna go and run and gun with the team. They come up with a ghetto getting money grubbing scheme. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Life is just a chance for you to show.
Oh,
but you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.